I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. It was the handshake scene around the globe today. A small sidebar to the big story of the day, Nelson Mandela's memorial service in South Africa. But when it's President Obama and Cuba's President Raul Castro shaking hands, well, the sidebar almost becomes the lead. Never mind that President Clinton and Fidel Castro had already broken the ice with a handshake back in 2000. Still, the encounter between Obama and the younger Castro made a big splash today. Julia Zweig is the director for Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. What did you think when you saw this handshake, Julia?
Well, of course, the image of the two of them shaking hands at Mandela's memorial, no less, made me alert again to the prospect that the two presidents might actually change history. Now, that's the big heightened interpretation. My other thought was, well, this could be a big nothing, and I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, it's curious because protocol people anticipate moments like this. How much planning do you think they gave to whether he should or should not shake Raul Castro's hand?
I would guess from a protocol perspective, how could the president walk past Raul Castro and then Dilma Rousseff, the president of Brazil, and not greet them properly? So I think there was some thought given to it. And the context for that is that Obama recently has been throwing up some test balloons a few weeks ago in Miami, made some comments about the need to update Cuba policy, and there was no big backlash. So I think this is yet another test balloon to that prospect.
Well, as you say, your big blue sky interpretation is that this is the beginning of some kind of reconciliation. Do you think you've been seeing enough changes in the U.S.-Cuba relationship that there might be some major change before Obama leaves office?
Yes, I would say I'm cautiously optimistic, to use a wonky Washington term, that there very well could be. President Obama has been getting the message from Latin America that significant and positive legacy with the region runs through his choice on Cuba policy. And I think also in terms of domestic politics in the United States, since he won the Cuban vote by 50% in 2012 in Florida, his political people understand that the politics are changing among the Cuban population here. So this is not, I would say, the beginning of something. This is something that is part of a process that is already underway, but that both governments for the moment are participating step by step.
Well, as you say, shaking Raul Castro's hand may or may not have been a policy handshake, but other people whose hand Obama shook, Robert Mugabe, how do these kind of decisions, the protocol, how do these decisions work out? I mean, is there a list of do's and don'ts, and do they all get chucked out at a funeral?
In the context of that moment, he didn't really have a choice walking up the podium. And don't forget, this is Nelson Mandela's memorial, and each of these presidents in their statements attempted to demonstrate how Mandela's legacy is relevant to their own country's history. So in that context, it would have been an affront to Mandela for Obama not to do as he did on the podium today.
Julia Zweig, Director for Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Thank you.
Very happy to be here, Marco. You're welcome.